Page 95. This is not to say that it was simply finances and Norwegian inferiority complexes that wore away at the Union. The concept of a nation-state, one people, one state, had gained acceptance in Europe, and Norway embarked on a process of nation-building that emphasized the characteristic elements of the country's history and culture. Furthermore, many Norwegians felt that the Union acted as a brake on democratization. Norway was the first country in Europe to institute parliamentary government, 1884, and universal suffrage for men, 1889. Image. Caption. Opposite page. At the turn of the 20th century, the biologist, polar explorer and politician Fridtjof Nansen, 1861-1930, was one of Norway's best known and most respected men. He had crossed Greenland on skis in 1889, nearly reached the North Pole in 1895 and was the government's envoy during the dissolution of the Union in 1905. This picture was taken in a Christiania studio. End of caption. During the 1890s, the Liberal Party took the lead in trying to solve the foreign representation problem. The party took the line that Norway should have its own foreign minister, at the very least.